Suns Week in All. Listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
This is VOA Sonny Young in Washington. Welcome to the Sunny Side of Sports. South Africa's Rugby World Cup champion team has received a hero's welcome home at O.R. Tambo International Airport near Johannesburg. Thousands of cheering fans, many waving South African flags, greeted the Springboks, who won their third world title on November 2nd in Japan. We'll hear from some of those happy South African rugby fans now.
We are here for the unite, to make the country happy, guys. So we are here for that. I'm happy for that. Go Pocket!
I think they've done an amazing job. They've worked hard, and we are so proud of them. Go Boka!
Boka!
Boka! We go Boka! Boka! Boka!
Boka! Boka! Boka! Boka! Boka!
South Africa's first Black Rugby World Cup captain, Siya Kolisi, carried the Webb Ellis Cup trophy through the cheering fans on arrival. At a news conference, Kolisi said the victory was for the whole of South Africa.
I think the most important thing, they knew what we were fighting for, and they knew, especially Prince, who came to South Africa, and he came to the changing room and he said, you know, he saw what was going on back at home, you know, and he said, we needed this, and if any other country would have been him, it should have been us. And I think that's where Coach Cody, like, he reminded us once again that, you know, he took out the human part of us, you know, to say, okay, just step out for a bit. It's not about you today. Today it's about every single person that's sitting in this room and every single person that's outside.
Siya Kolisi and the Springboks will kick off a victory tour on Thursday. Players and team officials will parade the trophy at several South African stops, including Pretoria, Johannesburg, and Soweto, before concluding the tour in Cape Town on Monday, November 11th. South Africa defeated England 32-12 in the Rugby World Cup final in Yokohama, Japan. It was a rematch of the 2007 Rugby World Cup final in France, where South Africa beat England 15-6. The Springboks won their first world title in 1995 when they edged the All Blacks of New Zealand 15-12 in extra time at Ellis Park Stadium in Johannesburg. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
They're playing basketball. We love that basketball.
The National Basketball Association's hottest team right now is the Los Angeles Lakers. Led by superstar LeBron James, the Lakers beat the host Chicago Bulls Tuesday night 118-112 for their sixth consecutive victory. LeBron had another excellent all-around game, tallying 30 points, 11 assists, and 10 rebounds. The Lakers are 16-time NBA champions, and they're rated one of the top teams again this season. In Ohio, the 17-time NBA champion Boston Celtics won their fifth game in a row, defeating the host Cleveland Cavaliers by 6 points. Celtics forward Gordon Hayward had a memorable night, as we hear now from the AP's Matt Lodi.
Led by a career-high 39 points by forward Gordon Hayward, the Boston Celtics improved to 5-1 on the year. They topped the Cleveland Cavaliers 119-113 in Cleveland. Hayward was 17 of 20 from the field. He was helped out by guard Kemba Walker, who added 25. Hayward on how an aggressive early start paid off for him and the team.
Wanted to attack there in the first quarter, and kind of like we talked about, I felt like, you know, our bigs did a good job rolling. they stayed home to our shooters, and so that left me kind of open there, and I was able to finish them.
The Cavs dropped to 2-5. They were within three in the last 2 minutes before Boston was able to pull away and put the game away. Cleveland had six players in double digits. Colin Sexton had 21. Tristan Thompson had 19. Matt Lodi, Cleveland.
Thanks, Matt. In Tuesday night's other NBA results, the Charlotte Hornets edged the visiting Indiana Pacers 122-120 in overtime. The host Oklahoma City Thunder storm past the Orlando Magic 102-94. The Atlanta Hawks won at home, beating the San Antonio Spurs 108-100. And the Denver Nuggets also won at home as they defeated the Miami Heat 109-89. In African basketball, a top official of FIBA Africa Zone 3 says second-round qualifying games for the new Basketball Africa League will be played between November 17th and November 25th. Colonel Sam Amadou, retired, says teams from Niger and Ivory Coast advanced from the most recent qualifying tournament in Benin. In an interview with Iron Mike Imbonye, Colonel Amadou gave the five-team qualifying competition high marks.
Well, the FIBA Africa Zone 3 Road to Ball Group B tournament went well. Five teams participated. It was a keen action all through. Every team best. And the five teams that were on display were ABC of Cote d'Ivoire, Najalek of Niger, ASPAC of Benin, Coastal Braves of Ghana, and the Pythons of Liberia. And at the end of play, ABC and Najalek got epic tickets to qualify for the next round. The third place team is ASPAC, and they are online for a wild card if their result when compared to others from the other zone is good. And so, but overall, it was a very interesting tournament. The standards were high. It was a worthwhile event.
What happens from here for the team that won it and the runner-up? Where do they go from here?
They have qualified to play the next round, which is the Western Conference playoffs. The Western Conference is composed of teams in groups A, B, and C. So those three teams will produce two players each, and then there are those three teams will produce two teams each, then with a chance for two wild cards. So eventually it will be eight teams that will play, but six are sure now. Two will be based on their results when compared with others. So they are going to play in the next round. From there, the top three teams in that round will now qualify for the ball proper.
When will this second round tournament hold, and where is the venue, sir?
Yeah, so far there are two venues for the Western Conference. The number one venue that is on everybody's lips is in Mali, with Cameroon also planning to. So it is going to be between Mali and Cameroon. The result will be known on Tuesday. For the Eastern Conference, which comprises of these qualifiers from Group D, E, and F, the venue is already clear. So they are going to play in Rwanda. So when both conferences are played, then we will now get the six teams that will join the automatically qualified six teams for the final rounds.
Is this tournament likely going to take place before the end of the year or early next year?
The Western Conference and an Eastern Conference will take place from 17th of November to the 25th. But the ball proper will take place in 2020.
That's Colonel Sam Amadou, retired, the president of FIBA Africa Zone 3. And he spoke with Iron Mike Imbonye on the telephone from Cotonou, Benin.
Hi, my name is Colonel Sam Amadou, retired, the president of FIBA Africa Zone 3. I want to give a shout out to the Sunny Side of Sports. Thank you.
This is Dikeme Mutombo. I am from Africa. Malaria kills thousands of children every day. Don't let your child be one of them. Make sure they sleep under a treated mosquito net. Beating malaria is like winning at basketball. You need to get to the net.
This is the voice of America. Washington, bam, bam, boom, zip, D.C.
Voice of America.
I'm Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. In African football news, Gabonese star Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang has been named the new captain of the Gunners of Arsenal. Aubameyang takes over from midfielder Granit Xhaka, who was stripped of the captaincy following an angry confrontation with home fans after Arsenal's 2-2 draw with Crystal Palace on October 27th. Arsenal's Spanish manager, Unai Emery, said he met with Xhaka and told him he's no longer in the captain's group. Aubameyang, the 2015 African Footballer of the Year, has 8 league goals for Arsenal this season, putting him 2 goals behind Premier League leader Jamie Vardy of Leicester City. The Gunners of Arsenal are currently in 5th place in the Premier League table with 17 points from 11 matches. That puts them 14 points behind league leader Liverpool. Well, fans of the Tunisian football club, Club Africain, are coming to the rescue of the financially troubled team. The fans have donated more than $450,000 just in one day to help the team keep going. Club Africain was deducted 6 points and sanctioned financially because of unpaid salaries to former players. To prevent further sanctions, the Tunisian Football Federation set up a bank account for fans to donate money to help clear the debt. Reports say the club has raised more than $1 million from donations towards a total debt the federation puts at $6 million. One blind fan even handed over his money and was rewarded with a signed team shirt. In women's football news, the world champion U.S. Women's National Soccer Team will wrap up a very successful year with friendly international matches against Sweden and Costa Rica. The USA will host Sweden Thursday night in Columbus, Ohio, and then the American women will play Costa Rica on Sunday, November 10th, in Jacksonville, Florida. The matches also mark the first games for newly appointed U.S. coach Vlatko Andonovski. He replaced Jill Ellis, who led the American women to back-to-back world titles, including this year's Women's World Cup Championship in France. The American women are currently on a 21-match unbeaten streak, and they have an overall record in 2019 of 18 wins, 1 loss, and 3 draws. The world champion U.S. Women's National Soccer Team has also pushed for the same pay as their male counterparts, and that provides a nice cue to go down under now, where Football Federation Australia on Wednesday announced a historic equal pay deal for its men's and women's national teams. The Federation's chief executive is David Gallup.
Today's announcement is around a massive step that's been taken to close the gender pay gap between the Caltech Socceroos and the Westfield Matildas. It's a 4-year deal. It's a revenue sharing model around the national team generated revenue. And that is what's truly unique about this. It will lead to a sharing of that revenue equally between the Socceroos and the Matildas, but it will also contains a commitment for 5% of that national team generated revenue to be reinvested into our national youth team structure, right down to our cerebral palsy team.
Meanwhile, Elisa Kellen-Knight has played for the Matildas of Australia at three Women's World Cup tournaments, including this year's competition in France. She's delighted with the new equal pay deal.
This new deal is enormous. As a female footballer, it's kind of what we've always dreamed of. We've always wanted to be treated equal. We wanted to be able to step out on that pitch with equal opportunity and the equal facilities that the men have been exposed to. So I think as a player, the new CBA shows signs of respect. Now we're going to be completely included. And also opportunity. I think having these facilities that the men have been exposed to is now going to set us up for success.
And speaking of success, it's been another successful year for Kenyan athletics. Two big successes occurred last month when marathon runners Eliud Kipchoge and Bridget Koske set world records on consecutive days in Vienna and Chicago, respectively. Kipchoge clocked 1 hour, 59 minutes, and 40 seconds, becoming the first person to break 2 hours in the marathon. However, it will not count as an official world record because Kipchoge had special pace setters and other assistants during the race in Vienna. And one day after Kipchoge's record run, Bridget Koske became the fastest woman ever in the marathon, with a time of 2 hours, 14 minutes, and 4 seconds at the Chicago Marathon. In this Sunny Side of Sports highlight for 2019, my VOA colleague Gwen Uten looks back on their record-breaking achievements.
The day before his race, Eliud Kipchoge received a call from Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta, who told Kipchoge to remember that 46 million Kenyans were behind him, and no truer words have been spoken. Across the country, the people of Kenya gathered together in the wee hours of Saturday morning to watch their native son make history. Thousands upon thousands of residents in Kipchoge's home of Eldoret had their eyes glued to the race that was broadcast on a giant screen mounted in the middle of town. And as they watched him cross the finish line, people danced, chanted his name, and expressed their disbelief at witnessing something they didn't expect to see in their lifetime.
It's honestly, like, it's such a proud moment.
Yeah.
We are super, super proud to be Kenyan.
Yeah,
Ken! Super, super proud to be Kenyan. We came prepared to cheer him on, and he's done us proud, so we are delighted.
I'll be sharply moving to court on Monday to compel KRA not to tax any single penny from Eliud Kipchoge's prize. I know he has worked hard for it. He has earned it outside the country, and there is no need for the government, Kenya government, to tax Eliud Kipchoge.
Well, it is not in the public domain just how much money Kipchoge has earned from the 159 challenge. And while his final time will not be entered into the record books, his milestone will forever be in the history books as the greatest achievement in athletics since Britain's Roger Bannister broke the 4-minute mile in 1954. After the race, Kipchoge said he believes he has paved the way for more athletes to run a marathon in under 2 hours. And he said he hopes he has inspired all people to remember that they, too, can accomplish anything and no human is limited. Eliud Kipchoge, arguably the greatest marathon runner of all time. There was more for Kenya to celebrate on Sunday when Kenyan Bridget Koske shattered a women's marathon world record at the Chicago Marathon here in the United States. The 25-year-old set a blistering pace from the start to finish with a time of 2 hours, 14 minutes, and 4 seconds, an incredible 81 seconds faster than the 16-year-old world record. And after the win, Koske said even her new world record could be bested with the right preparation.
If a lady can prepare good and they have no injury, no what and what,
they could run even 2:14 to reduce even 2 minutes. They can reduce to 2:12 or maybe 1 minute to be 2:13. It's possible to for a lady to reduce that minute.
But Kosuke said her goal was not to finish in record time. She came to run her own race.
Me, I come here to run my own pace. I don't depend on someone. I just look the way to go, but not to look someone. I just chasing my time. I want to improve my personal best. So that's why I ran today.
On the men's side, Kenyan long-distance runner Lawrence Chirono sprinted to the Chicago Marathon's finish line in 2 hours, 5 minutes, and 45 seconds to give Kenya yet another reason to celebrate. British defending champion Mo Farah finished that marathon in a disappointing eighth place, clocking his slowest time by more than a minute. Congratulations to all of the athletes for their great achievements, and congratulations to Kenya.
Hello, sports fans. This is Paul Tergat, marathon champion from Kenya. You are listening to the Sony side of sports on the Voice of America.
Voice of America!
If you were to talk to us from the deepest, better part of the bottom of your heart. Hello, I am Shaka Sali, the host of Straight Talk Africa from the Voice of America. Each Wednesday night, I'll put you in touch with newsmakers and experts as they, you and I, talk about the most important social and political issues in Africa. Shaka Sali saying, I'll be waiting for your call Wednesday night on Straight Talk Africa from the Voice of America.
Want to relax, unwind, or charge up? Then listen to Music Time in Africa this weekend. It'll do all that for you and more. I'm Heather Maxwell. I know good music. And Africa is my passion. Join me every Saturday and Sunday for 1 hour of commercial-free Pan-African music of the highest caliber. You get great music, music news, and amazing artist interviews from rising stars to superstars. This listen will take you places. So do it. Join me for Music Time in Africa, your weekend destination.
VOA!
I encourage our VOA listeners to check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page. The address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny. Once again, that address, facebook.com/VOA Sunny. You'll see photos and videos, and you can post your comments. So check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page.
Voice of America!
And if our Voice of America listeners check out my Facebook page on this Wednesday, they'll see a photo of my VOA colleague, Peter Cloete, in studio with Ghana's International Boxing Federation lightweight champion, Richard Comey. We heard from Peter and Richard on Tuesday's show. Comey will make his second world title defense on December 14th when he fights the Honduran-American Teofimo Lopez at Madison Square Garden in New York City. I'm looking forward to seeing Comey in action, and I'm looking forward to him holding on to that IBF world title belt. And that wraps up the November 6th edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Thanks to Voice of America producer Bill Werkinger. Thanks also to VOA engineer Thomas Blondet. And thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, and that's the Sunny Side of Sports.
Hi, Dad.
get it.
Hello, this is Shaka Sali, host of Straight Talk Africa.
On the next Straight Talk Africa, conflict in Cameroon between the government and the English-speaking regions has caused death and displacement of 500,000 people. We'll explore how a peaceful resolution can be achieved on the next Straight Talk Africa.
Tune in Wednesdays at 18:30 UTC right here on VOA Africa.
What's up, Africa? It's Jackson Vunganyi.
And I'm Nadia Sami in Cape Town.
Can I be up front with you? That's exactly what Nadia and I plan to do every Wednesday at 17:30 UTC. Up front looks at issues that affect you.
Since the world is moving at a faster rate, there's need to have an intelligent computer.
Interesting news.
Canadian man was sentenced for drunk driving after being pulled over in his mother's motorized wheelchair. 35-year-old man was fined and placed on probation.
And of course, music. No clouds in my stones. Entertainment, celebrities, you name it, we'll talk about it.
And of course, we love to hear from you. Send us your thoughts and comments. Our email address is upfront@voanews.com.
So don't forget to check us out every Wednesday at 17:30 UTC on The Voice of America.
Hello, Africa. I'm James Bate, host of VOA's Daybreak Africa. When news breaks, VOA Africa is there, bringing you the news as it happens. Listen to Daybreak Africa Monday through Friday at 3, 4, 5, and 6 hours UTC. And our 5 minute newscast come to you at the top of each hour. VOA Africa, your trusted source of information.
Escape from the humdrum and dance to the beat of an African drum. Hi, I am David Van, host of The Voice of America's African Beat. Splendid sounds from the continent that all humanity calls home. Join me Monday through Friday at 0900 and 2000 UTC for a soothing musical jam. I guarantee.
VOA's Learning English is available online at learningenglish.voanews.com. Check out our programs such as Let's Learn English, English in a Minute, Everyday Grammar, and many more. VOA's Learning English, your reliable source for learning English.
This is Science in a Minute.
In 1977, NASA launched two Voyager spacecraft on a deep space mission. The original mission was to explore the solar system's outer planets, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune. Once their original mission ended, the two spacecraft continued traveling toward the edge of the solar system, albeit in two separate directions. In August 2012, Voyager 1 became the first human-made vehicle to exit our solar system and enter interstellar space. Voyager 2 did the same in November 2018. NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory announced the release of five new studies that provide an understanding of the transition Voyager 2 made as it left the solar system and crossed over into interstellar space. Authors of the individual studies used data gathered by each of Voyager 2's five operating science instruments. I'm VOA's Rick Pantaleo.
Hi, my name is Larry London, and this week, Border Crossings will invite you to the world of Nile Rodgers. Nile Rodgers is one of the greatest producers and guitarists in the world of music. And this special show features the superstar songs such as Chic, David Bowie, Madonna, and Daft Punk. All of the songs are produced by the legendary Nile Rodgers. So don't miss this special program coming up this week at 1500 Universal, right here on The Voice of America.
The Voice of America's Global News Program, International Edition, brings you an in-depth look at the biggest news stories of the day. Nobody covers the world more comprehensively than VOA. Our correspondents gather the news and the views the most seasoned experts on international issues. Tune in Monday through Friday at 3:30 and 17:05 UTC on The Voice of America.